Good morning for Wake Up Borderland. I'm Jonathan Price here on 93.1 at the Border. And the Fort Francis Community Christmas Dinner is back on December 25th. And several amazing groups and organizations and families and businesses are coming together to make this a success this year. And one of them is the Fort Francis Volunteer Bureau. And with us today, we've got Joy Lockman and Bill Mitchell from the Bureau to talk a little bit about the Christmas dinner this year. Good morning, Joy. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Jonathan.
Good morning, Jonathan.
I know that there are a few organizations working together on this. Can you first of all tell us a little bit about how the dinner is going to be working this year and who's involved?
The Flint House has been doing it the last couple of years because of COVID. So this year we are going to have a sit-down meal in the United Church. It'll be starting at 3 o'clock till 5, but you can still go to the Flint House and pick up a meal, or you can order a meal and it will be delivered. We're trying to cover everybody.
The meal is free of charge, right?
Yes, of course. We're taking up a free will offering, and at that time I'd like to also mention that if anyone wants to donate any cash, the Flint House is doing all the cooking, so we really don't need donations of food. We really need cash or checks made out to community living. You can drop any of the donations off to the Flint House, or you can bring it the day of if you're coming for a meal and for fellowship. We're going to have a donation box there that you can drop something into. Whatever way that you can help out, we'd sure appreciate it.
How is the Volunteer Bureau involved this year?
Basically, we're just supplying some volunteers, and also when you phone this number, you go direct to Christine Cridlin. But if somebody doesn't get the number and they want to phone one of us at the Volunteer Bureau or drop by, we're able to take their information and pass it on, just helping out with the volunteer area of it.
I know that in the past, the Knox United Church here in Fort Francis, it's been just a drop-in community dinner. They are asking for you to basically make a reservation and set a meal aside, whether you are going to be sitting down or getting takeout and delivery, correct?
Correct.
There's a deadline, right?
Yes, December 22nd, please. We need to know these numbers by that date, and so does the Flint House, of course.
Knox United Church is involved. They're simply offering the venue as a place to hold the in-person meals, right?
Yes, they are. Bill is stepping up, and he's going to set up the hall. I'm going to be coordinating the kitchen.
You mentioned that the Volunteer Bureau obviously is going to be supplying volunteers, but you're probably in need of more hands for these things, the kitchen and the hall set up, right?
Yeah, we're going to try to put out on Facebook and whatnot just to anybody that's interested in driving to deliver meals, anybody that can help the cleaning or setting or serving, just give us a call. We keep track of the numbers and we'll try to give you a job.
So it's the Volunteer Bureau, it's Knox United Church, it's the Flint House and the Cridlin family all coming together to create this year's community Christmas dinner on December 25th. It's a sit-down meal at Knox United Church. It's pickup or delivery from the Flint House. And we've got complete details. You mentioned Facebook, Bill. We've got direct links for the Flint House's Facebook page, the Volunteer Bureau's Facebook page, and the church's Facebook page on our website as well. It's Joy Lockman and Bill Mitchell from the Volunteer Bureau.
The phone number? I don't think you mentioned that.
Yes, absolutely.
We're supplied with a free cell phone, which the Cridlin girls are handling. 276-6425. That's 276-6425. And the Flint House is open from 9 a.m. to 11 p.m. Monday through Saturday if you want to drop off any donations for the meal there.
And of course, if you're looking to donate some cash towards the efforts, it's checks made out to community living, right?
Correct.
Can't forget that name in amongst all the people that are helping to make this work this year for the holidays, giving people a meal for Christmas.
Come out and help. We really need the help.
Yes, volunteer. If you can't donate financially, as much as that's incredibly important, you can donate your time. It's only for a little while on Christmas. The dinner at Knox United Church is from 3 till 5. The pickup and delivery at Flint House is from 3 till 4. I know it's Christmas Day, but if you're looking for something to do, come on out and volunteer, maybe even a little bit earlier if you want to help set out the kitchen and the church seating area as well. Bill, Joy, thank you to you and everyone at the Volunteer Bureau, the Flint House, the Cridlin family, and Knox United Church who are making this event possible again this year. It's so appreciated by our community.
Thank you. Thank you very
Jonathan.
Much.